The season. Oh, it's Christmas time in Omaha, Nebraska. Almost alive, Red Lips say through the panes. His blue eye, his brown eye, his chipped ear, wearing a gray wig, missing two fingers. My father is easily the handsomest mannequin in the display window at Brandeis and Sons. At me, his son, John Jay, unassembled, I lie in a crate near the electric train. See the workers, dressed like priests, screw on my head, lock on my arms, twist on my legs. 1 a.m., seated in an easy chair, I am wearing my new schoolboy costume. I hold a new Latin book in my hand, a Chicago Bears satchel over one arm, yellow pencils in my pocket. I paste a scowl all over my face. The dumpy doll envies my frown. Father smiles at me. He does not understand why the electric train and track he bought for me are only a mountain of dark plaster, a flurry of dry snow, the thin noise of wheels. Nor does he understand why the ice skates I wanted so badly are razor blades across the cold back of the duck pond. Nor do I. Fixed in plaster, I stare. I scowl. Oh, see my hands. Oh, see my feet. 13 more days till Christmas. I stare ahead. I do not blink. After the new year, they will take us apart.